You are listening to The State of Sustainability, a podcast that highlights sustainability initiatives throughout the state and develops a casual conversation about environmental stewardship that the average person can understand and replicate. I'm your host, Caleb Powell.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Cabrera.
All right, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. It is May 2023. Crazy that the year is going by so fast. But Ashley and I, we decided that this month it would be a good opportunity for us to recap last month. I know that might sound weird, but as most of you know, April houses one of our favorite holidays, and that's Earth Day. And if you are a listener that's been listening for the past couple years, I think it was the April episode, we went really in depth about the history of Earth Day and what Earth Day is and different topics that align with Earth Day. So we won't go too far into that, but what we wanted to do is we wanted to give a recap of all the different events that happened from our office and that we were a part of last month, and then also give just a high level overview of Earth Day if you maybe hadn't heard that episode last year. So I'll just jump right into it. So Earth Day, what is Earth Day? When was the first Earth Day? So it might be hard for you to imagine this, but before 1970, which, you know, wasn't too long ago, it was like 53 years ago, something like that, a factory could spew black clouds of toxic smoke into the air, or even dump like tons of toxic waste into streams, or, you know, clouds going into the air, and it was actually perfectly legal, which is crazy to think about. They couldn't even be taken to court to stop it. So a lot of people are asking, like, how is that possible? There was no EPA at that time. There was no Clean Air Act. There was no Clean Water Act. So there was really no legal or regulatory ways for mechanisms, if you will, to protect our environment. It was just the people that were passionate about it, but there was no laws or regulations to protect the environment. So around springtime in 1970, there was a senator, Senator Gaylord Nelson. He created Earth Day as a way to force the issues that I just spoke about onto a national agenda. And so from there, 20 million Americans demonstrated in different cities Earth Day. They demonstrated ways that they were going to, you know, that they were requiring industry and requiring regulations to be put into place to protect our environment and our natural resources. So pretty cool. And I think in December of 1970, that's when Congress actually authorized the creation of a new federal agency, which is the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which is EPA, as we know it today. So that's just a brief overview of Earth Day, how it started. And isn't it crazy, actually, to think about, you know, my mom was actually born in 1970. So, like, that's really just one generation ago that we didn't have the EPA, we didn't have regulations on pollution. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's also wild that it took that long for people to figure out that this was not good to do, and it wasn't going to, like, be like good for our health or the environment if it continued. It's crazy to me that it went on that long without intervention.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the mindset was, you know, grow a society, produce more technology, all that kind of stuff. And then, unfortunately, the environment and, you know, our land, water, and air sort of took the brunt of it because those things couldn't, you know, speak up and say, hey, you're polluting us, you're destroying us, you know. So, you know, shout out to Senator Gaylord Nelson back in 1970 for, you know, being forward thinking and, you know, starting that, what we celebrate every April, Earth Day. And then, you know, big shout out to Congress for creating the EPA later on, actually at the end of 1970. So, but yeah, so there's an overview of what Earth Day is and sort of how it came about. What I wanted to do now is our office, the Office of Sustainable Practices at TDEC, we are really big on sustainability, of course. I mean, that's why we have this podcast. And a lot of the work that we do, a lot of the programs that we do are built to bring awareness, education, there's outreach pieces, recognition of sustainable practices around the state. So when we get a chance to go and set up a booth at a festival or at a conference or any, you know, a trade fair, that we thrive there. We get to talk about all of our programs. And so that's exactly what we did last month in Earth, during Earth Day. There was, I think, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different festivals that we went to. So a lot of the different bigger cities will have Earth Day festivals either on their in their downtown square area or on college campuses, basically bringing anybody that wants to, really, but that it's more environmental focused, companies, organizations, government entities, to have booths, talk about the things that they do. And so what I want to do is just sort of talk about the metrics, how many people we sort of reached and were able to talk to about our programs that we've got going on. So there was one at Shelby Farms Down to Earth Festival. So that's in Memphis. We brought, and so what we do is when we have these booths to bring people in is we have swag, as we call it. And that is just like maybe reusable bags, reusable utensils, or like metal straws, all of which have a focus towards, you know, reuse and, you know, not just single use and then you just throw something away. So from that Shelby Farms festival, we measured about 200 people that we were able to talk to and gave away roughly around 200 swag items. And like I said, that runs anywhere from our reusable shopping bags that have our logo on them, or those metal straws that you can reuse instead of the single-use ones, or utensils that you can throw in your backpack or your work bag to use instead of having to use those plastic utensils you get from fast food. Then there was Nashville Earth Day. There was 400 attendees that came by the booth at that one, so that was really well attended. TTU, so that was Tennessee Tech in Cookeville. There was about 100 people that came by that event. The Murfreesboro Earth Day, which was on the square in Murfreesboro, and that's actually where I live. I worked that event, and we actually had 600 people, you know, approximately, come by our booth. It was, I won't lie, by the end of it, I think it was like a 5-hour deal. My voice was so hoarse just talking about all the different programs and just sort of, you know, repeating myself over and over and talking about, you know, ways that people can get involved with Earth Day and really just sustainability in general. And then we had Franklin Arbor Day that had about 200 attendees. So, I mean, total, I think we were a little bit over 1,500 people that we reached talking about our programs, talking about really just the idea of sustainability and recycling and energy reduction and all of those things. So I think it was a successful time. And yeah, if next year when you, if you don't have anything going on Earth Day, keep up with our Instagram, keep up with our website, which we, you know, of course, every episode we have corresponding pictures on our Instagram, and that is The State of Sustainability. That's our handle on Instagram, so go give us a follow, and you know, we'd love to have you at our booth, check out some of the cool stuff, and come get you a reusable straw, utensil, and bags. And then I think also I'm gonna throw it over to you, Ashley. I wanted you, because you're sort of the brains behind our Get Food Smart TM program. And then alongside that, I think it was a week or two before Earth Day, we had our annual Food Waste Awareness Week. And so I'll let you sort of jump into what that entails, some of the programming and resources that we came out with for that, just so everyone's aware if you hadn't heard of that before.
Yeah, so we hosted our second annual Food Waste Awareness Week, April 10th through the 16th. I almost forgot. I almost did last year's things. But yeah, it was really great. And we partnered with almost 70 organizations across the state to spread education about food waste, how to reduce it, about food recovery, food diversion, and donating food and composting. It was really great. And we even partnered with Compost Nashville to have a little video about composting and what it is and the benefits of it and how you can get involved. So, which that is on our Instagram if you want to go check that out. But yeah, it was really great, and we saw so much increased engagement over last year. I don't have the final numbers yet, but my phone was blowing up the entire week, just so many people sharing and resharing and just commenting and liking. It was just really great to see all the engagement. And then we actually ended the week with we had 5 different events across the state. In Memphis, we had a Bread to Tap, and then in Nashville, we had a Bread to Tap also, which, again, if you're new here, the Bread to Tap is where we work with breweries, and they get local bread from a bakery and use it to make a beer. So we had those, and then in Chattanooga and Knoxville, we had similar events as well. And then actually, we partnered with the Land Trust for Tennessee. They have their community days. And so for April's community day, which just happened to be on the same day as the rest of the events, they made the topic food waste. And so we were there and got to talk to people. And but yeah, it was really great. I think overall for the Saturday regional events, we reached close to 600, I believe. I'm still waiting on, like I said, on final numbers, but close to 600 people, which was wonderful. Yeah, we're working through the evaluation and getting feedback so that we can start planning the one for next year and make that even greater. So yeah, it was lots of fun. It's always, you know, I'm passionate about food waste, about, well, not wasting food, but, you know, the educating on it. And so it was really great to just see the impact. And the other thing we did, and I can't believe I almost forgot to mention this, is we did a statewide food drive for the second year in a row, partnering with UT Ag Extension and UT Institute of Agriculture, and they are awesome to work with. Shout out to Kristen, who has gone above and beyond to help me with that. Last year we collected, I believe it was over 200,000 pounds of food. Sorry, not 200, 20,000 pounds. I'll get this right in a minute. But we actually had that food drive last 3 weeks instead of a week this year. And so we just finished that up, and we're collecting all the data to see how many pounds we collected this year. So, and as soon as all that, I have all those numbers calculated, that will all be on our Instagram. So yeah, really exciting. And if anyone missed out on that, you can go back on our Instagram and check out the posts that we have for each day and learn, you know, some more tips and tricks for reducing food waste.
Yeah, it's so funny because there are certain times of the year where, you know, we are just, I mean, we always have something to do, but April is such a, you know, resource intensive month for our office. We've got so much, like, because like I said, like any opportunity that we get to go and promote the work that we do and the programs that we do, because that's, you know, we want, all of our programs are meant to be, in our office, are meant to be a resource for Tennesseans. And I mean, really, mainly Tennesseans, of course, but you can use it if you're listening and you're not a Tennessean. There's plenty of resources that we have about composting, about food waste, about all, you know, there's a tremendous amount of information on our website, which we're doing a little bit of a cleanup of the website. Shout out to Ashley for that. I know that's a big task that you've been having to work on, but April is just compacted with events and you know, now springtime, early summer, that's whenever conferences really start popping off. Last week I was actually at a conference in Chattanooga for, it's called the Show of the South. I moderated a panel talking about sustainability and resilience through innovation. So that was really interesting. But yeah, we just wanted to get on this month and recap some of the things that we've done. If you want to be a part of any of these events, if any of that sounds really cool to you, the bread to tap is always something that's really interesting to me, using old bread that's gonna you know, be thrown away, or that's not able to be sold anymore, just because, you know, not that it's bad, but it's just, you know, not fresh. And then able to use that and turn it into a beer that sort of highlights that whole process and the idea about using waste. And I don't want to really say waste because I don't want to make it sound like, you know, they're using moldy bread, because that's not what's happening. It's just not the freshest bread, the bread that they're not going to sell. That's always something that interests me. And if that's something that interests you, like, please reach out to us. We'd love to, for next year, we want to just keep growing these events and getting more volunteers and people to come and be a part of it. So, also you can get all this information on our website, that we'll all link that in our, caption of the Instagram picture.
Description.
There we go. But yeah, Ashley, is there anything else that you can think of? Is there anything that we should highlight that's coming up? I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head.
No, I do know, earlier this month we had International Compost Awareness Week. It's just something about the springtime, you know, everything's like blooming, everything's just seems fresh and new. So, you know, what better time to start composting or start, you know, planning out meals so that you waste less food, or, you know, try something new this month, you know. And, you know, like Caleb said, we have resources online, and one of those is a meal planning notepad, which you can get digitally too. You can download it, but it just helps you just to plan and check your pantry and your fridge before you make your list and go to the grocery store. You'll thank me later. I want to highlight a new resource that we just made right before Food Waste Awareness Week, and it's a smart food storage guide. So it shows you exactly where to store all your produce, whether it's in the fridge or in the pantry or on the counter, to keep it freshest the longest, because that's one thing that actually can make our produce go bad faster, is putting it in the fridge when it actually needs to stay out of the fridge, or putting, you know, bananas, tomatoes, and avocados right next to each other, and they actually make each other go bad faster, you know. So lots of tips on that. So you can check out our Get Food Smart TN website, which is just that, getfoodsmarttn.com, and under resources, you'll be able to find that there.
Yeah, that's a great point. Honestly, I need to check that out, because, you know, I feel like I know all the tips and tricks, but, you know, a sort of refresher, I think, is always necessary, because you can't remember everything. So, so thanks for highlighting that. And yeah, and if you're a listener and you want to know more about all of the resources that we have, our website is the place to go. You can see all the different programs. You might get lost in there. There's a lot of programs and a lot of, like, click here, it goes to here, the clicks here, it goes to here. So, but if you have any ideas on things that we could be doing, to help out and really push sustainability throughout the state, please reach out to us. Send us a DM through Instagram. You can find both of our emails on the website that will, depending on, you know, where our programs are. But we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what y'all want to hear on the podcast. We want to know what y'all think that the state needs. So we're all ears, and that's what we are. We are a resource for you guys. So use us. Reach out, let us know, and we'll work on, you know, building out things that you guys want to hear, you guys want to see, you guys want to use. So we really appreciate the constant support, and y'all get out there, plant some flowers, do some spring cleaning, and be smart with your food.